With a deep love of clay, the potter learns his craft. Once he has developed and controlled the techniques, he has within his hands the ability to create a mirror of his people. Ruth Dayan, Israeli craftswoman. To turn a vision of oneself into a tangible result requires commitment, skills, and the right tools for the job. This is making a masterpiece of your life. Five elements. Element one, family heritage. The first element of learning and practicing life as a craft is your family heritage. Your family is alive with a past, a present, and a future. It is the place from which human beings emerge and connect to, in some form, all the days of our lives. Who you are and who you become is greatly influenced by your connection to family. It is the basis of who we first see ourselves to be. We begin our training here in life as a craft. To master this first element requires the knowledge and understanding of your family's past, present, and its path toward the future. Continuing development of your family heritage is an important part of building a strong foundation for your life and the next generations. You may have a rich tradition that is yours by birthright into your family, and you should contribute to that tradition and be proud of it. Here are just a few of the many family heritage topics for you to learn. Ancestry, also known as genealogy, and your family tree. Family rituals, special things you do as a family. Family symbols, a family emblem or coat of arms, your family name and its history, family heirlooms and memorabilia. So to begin, let us ask, what is a family? To us, a family is a collection of people who are joined in a relationship that is based upon a promise of faithfulness. Examples of family relationships based on promises are the marriage vows two members of different families make publicly to join with one another to build a new branch of their family trees. However, there are many examples of families which are formed by people who are not married to one another in the traditional or legal sense. Marriage forms one kind of family. A pledge of faithfulness can form families of another type. And even after pledges have been broken, or formerly ceased to exist, the ties which create a family are often difficult to erase. They have made their mark upon our lives. Human beings cannot seem to live without family ties in some way. Family is a power that goes beyond all of us as individuals. In some sense, we are all part of the same family, the same tree. A tree of many branches with fruit of many colors and shapes. This means that every tribe, every clan, every people of every nation are somehow, in the end, all relatives in the family of mankind. What is heritage? Heritage refers to the full range of our inherited assets, both tangible and intangible. Tangible, such as family objects and heirlooms, financial assets and the like, to broader, shared cultural assets like architectural monuments and sacred spaces, to the intangible assets such as family stories and legends, and outward to our present and past national cultures and languages. Thus, heritage is both immediate family and the wider cultures we associate with. Our heritage includes our traditions and rituals, meanings we assign to people of other heritage, and behaviors that we draw from them. Heritage includes, but is much more than preserving, displaying, or restoring a collection of old things with personal or cultural ties. It includes traditions or living expressions inherited from our ancestors and passed on to our descendants, such as oral traditions, performing arts, social practices, religious rituals, festival events, knowledge and practices concerning nature and the universe, and the knowledge and skills to produce craft and ways of craftsmanship. Ancestry. In family heritage, ancestry refers to the past generations of family members from which you descend. Your ancestors are those family members, especially having lived before your grandparents. The study of your birth lineage, beginning with yourself and tracing back through your parents and further back into the past, is called genealogy. Genealogy is the study of family history. It is a record or table of the descent of a family through its members from an ancestor or ancestors. The study of your family's ancestry is an important part of your practice of life as a craft, which can span many fascinating years of discovery and adventure. Some of the most interesting things you will explore are your family tree, your family history, family legends, and deeds. Your family's history is the story of the lives of your ancestors, human beings who endured trials and celebrated achievements which may have left marks not only on your life, their descendant, but on the lives of others as well. Many little-known and long-forgotten secrets and fortunes have been uncovered after many centuries by family members who studied their ancestry. A requirement to becoming a master craftsperson of life as a craft is knowledge of your family's ancestry and your contribution to its preservation for future generations. Your family tree. Your family tree is a graphic representation demonstrating where each individual family member fits in. Trace your lineage back through the centuries and help to grow your family tree strong for future generations to come. The longest known family tree in the world today is that of the Chinese philosopher and educator Confucius, born about 551 before the Common Era, a descendant of King Tang, born 1,000 years before. The tree spans more than 80 generations and includes more than 2 million members. In some cultures, there is nothing more important than knowing one's place in the family tree and one's relationship to common ancestors. Family relations. Understanding family relationships or kinship is a significant element in your practice of life as a craft. Most people understand their kinship to parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, but beyond that, relationships can be confusing. While determining relationships between individuals is a critical element in constructing an accurate genealogy, there is a deeper rooting that comes from connecting outward into the larger network of people we call family. Knowing how someone is related to us can create a bridge between two people who otherwise might never have known they shared something of importance in common. In some cultures, there is nothing more important than knowing one's place in the family tree and one's relationship to common ancestors. While this does not mean that because someone is related to us, we will instantly become best friends, it is a start to a very special way to get to know someone. Family name. The ancient philosophers believed that the nature and character of things were condensed and represented in their names. In many cultures, a person inherits the name of the family, known as the surname or last name into which he or she is born. And depending upon the custom, each will be given a personal name or names by which they are known. Each individual's personal or given name is a record of that person's presence in the world for all time. It is one of your most permanent possessions. It remains when everything else is lost. It is also owned even by those who possess nothing else. Your family name is your shared property by birth, and greater than any individual family member. It has a life of its own. It is the product of all the individual lives of all your family members who have ever lived under its veil, and it is entrusted to your care to pass on in good health to future generations who will live under it. When you inherit your family's name, even before your life has barely begun, each one of us partakes of the good fortune and shares in the achievement of those family members who have lived before you and who contributed to the value of your family name. When you accept the gifts you inherit in your family name, you must also accept the responsibility to care for it and see that it is not harmed through your careless actions. Your family name is a valuable family possession to be proud of for the rest of your life. To master life as a craft, you must learn the origins of your family name to fully appreciate your heritage and contribute to the value of your name for future generations' inheritance. Family heirlooms and memorabilia. An heirloom is a valued possession passed down in a family through succeeding generations. Memorabilia, such as photographs, portraits, and many other articles, record the lives of nations, tribes, clans, and families. Together, they are the tangible threads of the history of humankind and objects of great affection for many families. Family heirlooms and memorabilia are visible reinforcements providing each family member a sense of place and belonging, and an encouragement of a lifestyle based on the recognition of one's connection and responsibility to the family and the service of others. The moment you claim and display your family heirlooms and memorabilia, you automatically make a statement about yourself. It not only identifies you as an individual, but as a member of your family, something stronger than yourself. It is a representation of your family, its struggles and its successes, its past, its present, and pride in the coming future. Collect and care for your family heirlooms and memorabilia with pride. Family symbols. Family symbols can be an informal design or object which the family holds dear and identifies with as a representation of itself. In a more formal sense, there is an art and science of family symbolism called heraldry. Heraldry developed simultaneously in the 12th century in Europe, where it is referred to as a coat of arms, and in Japan, where the family emblem is called mon. However, in the last few decades, according to heraldic experts in the Western world, coats of arms are more widely used and more new coats of arms have been designed and recognized than at any previous time in history. While having originated within a class-structured society among those who call themselves the nobility, authentic coats of arms are today a widespread, family-based treasure, available to all who are made noble by the lives they lead and the values they hold dear. More importantly, the use of family symbols is not an indication of great wealth, nor pretension, nor even in the case of newly created arms, of old family, nor for that matter, of a high level of cultural attainment. A family symbol, whatever its form, serves as a constant reminder to descendants who bear them of their continuing responsibility to lead lives of honor and service and thereby bring even greater honor and recognition to the family's symbol. A registered coat of arms or other, less formal family symbol proudly represents an active and present relationship between members of a family and a visible linkage between the past, present, and future generations. A family symbol, then, represents continuance and endurance and provides a strong and lasting artifact of family identity. Family symbols such as coats of arms serve to encourage a sense of interdependence which strengthens the family structure. The symbols shared by members of a family are a heritage of belongingness, promoting the ideal of a family joined together and inseparable in spirit. A family symbol contains a quality of intangibility which is most significant to the family. Lands, monies, and properties may be lost because of economic changes, wars, and other disasters, leaving ensuing generations without inheritance. However, a family symbol is a recorded design of identification which is fully able to survive change and loss. It can even endure a dominant period only to be reclaimed by rightful descendants at a later time, only if the family symbol is protected and left to descendants throughout all future generations. It is a legacy which can never be depleted, devalued, lost, or stolen. Rather, a family symbol increases in their meaning, significance, and value as they are taken up and borne by those descendants in each generation who proudly proclaim their birthright. Family heritage is element 1 of 5 in the practice of life as a craft. Your objective over the 4 phases of your life is to select subjects for study and practice within each of the 5 elements and achieve incremental excellence to improve the quality of your craftsmanship and make a masterpiece of your life. This is Charles Collins inviting you to join us for the next episode of Making a Masterpiece of Your Life. Making a Masterpiece of Your Life is made possible by a grant from the Griffin House Trust.